It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The arrival of the new year is devoid of celestial or lunar or sacred significance. All it's got are noisemakers, funny hats, and a song. There is one great pre-New Year's Eve song, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? But we think it's time to expand the musical resources of New Year's Eve. So we gave the assignment of creating a new song for this occasion to our friends in a Boston band called Jim's Big Ego. Jim Infantino is the leader of the group.
It's kind of daunting to come up with a rival song to a monolithic tune like Auld Lang Syne. This is a tune attributed to Robert Burns, but probably a few hundred years older than that, maybe 400 or 500 years old. Cryptic, mysterious, and Scottish, it consists of sentence fragments, or maybe questions. You could translate the most popular verse, the one that we sing on every New Year's Eve, as, "Should we forget everyone we've met in days long ago?" And that's pretty much what we say on New Year's Eve. It's a backwards-looking tune, sort of reminiscing about days gone by. So Jesse, Dan, and I are spending a while in the studio trying to figure out the purpose of any New Year's Eve song.
We had a wonderful year, and we will have another fabulous year, 'cause we are here, baby.
Now, obviously, our new Lang Syne, for lack of a better term, has to be more kind of modern and with a kind of an up-to-date spirit.
Here we go, shuffling into the future. Yes!
We experiment with looking forward and looking back in a festive way, nothing too depressing or deep. Remember, you know, this is primarily a drinking song. Whatever we end up with, it has to be simple enough for your average champagne-laden bloke to sing while lots of bells are ringing and horns are going off.
Throw aside your inhibitions. Kiss the guy next to you. Kiss the guy next to you. And have a drink. Roll aside your inhibitions, kiss the guy who's next to you, and have a drink,
Then it happens. Something so obvious and raw, something so simple that it just can't be forgotten.
Thank God it's over.
Yes, yes. Yeah, there you go. That's a concept.
That's all right.
Thank God it's over. Thank God it's done.
Glad to see it go.
It was so plain that we almost ran right by it looking for something else. But we sing it a few times, and it's clear that we found our hook.
What's the next word? Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over.
It's this unlikely and fairly inelegant phrase without any cleverness or grace. It's this chorus about letting go of the past in no uncertain terms. And then we imagine a room full of people singing it, and it takes on this very positive light, everyone brashly sloughing off the old year to make way for the new.
What's that next word? Thank God it's over.
It doesn't sound quite so.
So now it's 2 days later, and our spirits are high. We're going into the studio, and we've been bashing out our three verses and arguing over the structure and the finer points of the melody as we drive from gig to gig. So while our engineers set up our mics and check our sounds from our instruments, the fine-tuning is sort of continuing. So should there be an instrumental? How should the timing of the chorus, the vocal chorus, go? We all sort of longed for an accordion, but we didn't have one around.
Friends and I have been thinking Another year's come and gone, and so we started drinking and singing New Year's songs like Auld Lang Syne and Comes a Time and Prince's 1999. But none of those songs seemed to do it for us at the time. This year, a lot of things come to pass. Raise a glass, raise a glass. Some made us cry, some made us laugh. Raise a glass, raise a glass. Next year will be better. Old year is gone forever. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. It's over now. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. It's over now.
So should we forget everyone we've met? And days long ago? Should we forget about this old year and get on with the new? I don't think anybody could forget about this year. But no matter how the year goes, we have to say goodbye and move on. Anyway, this song's plenty fun to sing. I'd be interested to see how it stands up next New Year's Eve, let alone in 300 years.
This year, many things have come to pass. Raise a glass, raise a glass. Some things really kicked our ass. Raise a glass, raise a glass. Come raise your spirits. Sing loud so the dead will hear it. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. It's over now. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. It's over now. Thank God it's over.
It's over.
God it's over.
Thank God it's over.
God it's over.
A new song for New Year's Eve from Jim Infantino with Jesse Flack and Dan Cantor. Their group is called Jim's Big Ego.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.